This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, hello, good evening everyone. Welcome to another episode of Stats of the Day. I'm your host Karam, and today we are going to discuss 8 matches from this game week. I think the highlights were in Man United game, Rashford captainers, triple captainers. How are you feeling, guys? Smash the like button, and if you don't want to, just press on it gently. tell us, how are you guys? How is everyone doing? Did you captain Bruno, or did you captain Rashford? Did you use the chip? I haven't used it myself. It's currently active on Haaland for next game week, bar anything happens tomorrow. It was not even in my consideration, which in reflection, I was like, maybe I should have spent more thoughts on it, but I have always planned to use it on Haaland. Andre, what's up? Rashford, triple captain Bruno Sanchez, 75 points so far. No. Screenshot or this never happened. Well done, well done. I think this is a decent game week so far. I do think I do have something like 89 or 60 points. So that's pretty decent. We still have a couple of matches to go tomorrow. And the second Man United game against Leeds. So interesting to see. Captain Rashford, happy days. Yes, yes. Take the points and run. Triple captainers this game week must be delighted for sure. It's already, 12 points, I think, now. 36, they already outscored triple captain Haaland from a couple of game weeks ago. So, all good here. Let's say hello. Musa, how are you? Welcome. Sinuhi, hi. Should I sell Marsh or bring Odegaard or Saka right now to avoid price changes? Okay, we're going to discuss Marsh in the midfielder table. Mitoma is just smashing it, right? So with the double game week coming up, and for Arsenal, and a potential, it's already there, a blank in game week 25, there is some decision to make on Marsh. He had a streak, but not anymore, so we will discuss that. Kind regards from Santa Monica. Wow, interesting. Venezuela. Hola, amigo. Let's start and have a look at the match day report from 8 matches. We have a lot of games, a lot of numbers to discuss, so let's get into it. Okay, so we will start with Aston Villa game against Leicester City. 4 goals to Leicester, and it's Maddison. Maddison makes a lot of difference, right? Iheanacho as well, he had a start. First start in a while, and he never disappoints. Whenever he starts, he makes a difference. I have no idea why Rodgers keep benching him or not relying on him way more than he is. He's stopping the Leicester players for XGI with a 1.14. He got a goal and a couple of assists, so top game from him. I don't think Iheanacho was ever an FPL option. Will he be? Maybe this result, maybe this hole will cement his place in the striker slot, and maybe he could be something down the line. So it's going to be always a headache with Vardy, with Daka. Is even Daka fit? I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, there's always a competition there. But what's more interesting, I think, is Titi, the new signing for Leicester. He started on the right wing, and he managed his debut goal. It's a really sweet, delicious goal. Nice assist from Iheanacho. And then XGI of 0.77, which is really good for a debut game. So keep an eye on him. He could be really nice option going forward. if you are looking for a Leicester differential pick. I'm pretty sure when it comes to Leicester, we always prioritize Madison, maybe Barnes, but Titi could be a differential pick, but it's just one game, so let's wait a bit more. Aston Villa, Ollie Watkins, the talisman, he comes in with a goal from an XGI of a 0.65. Buendia with 5 goal attempts, but with a blank. So, yeah, no clean sheets in this game, so full of goals. All right, Chelsea and Fulham, this is the contradictory game to the one we just talked about. Again, Chelsea, it's a no-go for me in terms of midfielder or attack. I have tried Mount in the double game week. He missed out on one. No, not again. Not anytime soon, I would say. Kepa is the man. What a legend. What is it like? A 9, a 5, a 9, a 10. A couple of 10s. Just points, raining points. So, yeah, never bench Kepa. That's the rule for now. And if you are looking for a defender, it's much harder, right? Cucurella hit and miss. Reece James is back, but was subbed off at the 59th minute. So for those who try to front run the James pick, they were not rewarded by this one. So it's just 30 seconds more. Unlucky guys. Gallagher is about the only one who have delivered anything in this game by creating two chances. One of them was close to a goal, but it was really nice block from Tim Ream. So, yeah. As for Fulham, I think it's still the same. Mitrovic and Andreas are the main guys. None of them have delivered much this game. Palina is the one with the goal, 3 goal attempts, but that's about it. Another clean sheet for Leno. So looking really decent if you own Leno. I know a few have him already. I saw a couple of drafts on Twitter. So well done. Really nice pick. Everton with a big win. Shundaish effect. New manager bounce. Win against Arsenal. And well, here it is. We spoke about Calvert-Lewin so many times this season. He never came close to be an option, or he has always been close, but he never been there. And today is another day where he was really unlucky not to convert. He missed a really nice, really good chances. And I think there was a sitter that he missed as well. An XGI of 0.91. I think he was subbed off in the 62nd minute as a precautionary to potential injury or so. So I'm not going to rush him. I really think at some point I'm gonna own him. When I will not know. So but Tarkovsky, by the way, Tarkovsky is only 4.2. So if you are looking for an enabler, wow. Tarkovsky and Daesh, the Burnley days, he's really nice option. And overall, I think Daesh will tighten up the defense. So Pickford, Tarkovsky, I think there will be interesting options, differential options for sure. And Tarkovsky, he scored an XGI of 0.37, a cool header, scoring the only goal in the game. As for Arsenal, another disappointing game from Martinelli. He did not even manage a 60 minutes. Owners will have a tough decision to make before the double game week. His minutes were greatly impacted since Trossard's arrival. So whether you move on sideways to Saka or Odegaard or you keep him, it's tough. It's tough. I don't own Martinelli. I'm not going to buy him. But if you hold him, it's going to be tricky. I think I will consider moving him on to someone who can play 90 minutes. Times to 800 as close as to 180 minutes for the next double game week. You need to maximize the potential for the double game week, right? Saka with 4 goal attempts, 4 chances created, by far the best player in terms of stats, but none of that was converted into goals. And Nketiah, 2 goal attempts. One of them was a really nice chance, but he did not convert it into a goal. So, no clean sheet as well. And Ben White is still in the main 11 as a right back. Happened to have a couple of games where he was subbed off very early for Tomiyasu. So things looking still all right for if you have Ben White. However, if you don't own a defender and you want to go for someone, maybe you will look at the center backs, a Saliba or a Gabriel. That's more assured, bar injuries. Right, next game, Brighton and Bournemouth. Undav, someone, last time I mentioned him was pre-season, when he was supposed to be the main striker, he was a cheap. He started today and he did not return, but he managed an XGI of 1.5. So he deserved at least a goal today. And he missed two or three sitters, so he was really unlucky today. But obviously, Mr. PhD, and I mean Mitoma by that, he's at it again. He's at it again. If you own him, congratulations. That's really, really nice run for Mitoma in terms of points. I haven't bought him yet simply because of the blank game week 25. So we're gonna pay for that. Maybe he will keep scoring until the blank. So what can we do? I think if you don't own him, you kind of missed the boat already because it's only two game weeks and then a blank. So yeah, a bit unfortunate to have Brighton blank. Otherwise, would definitely many more would own him. As for Bournemouth, never been FPL options, right? I think Ouattara, if I pronounce the name correctly, he has managed the XGI of 0.57. Zamora has been popping up a lot this season, but he's not getting the points. He's putting the stats, never getting the points, so he was never been an FPL option. But he's again managing an XGI of 0.43. So I recognize him. If he was playing for a team that he can get more clean sheets, then maybe he would have been a much better option, FPL-wise, of course. All right, so let's have a look at the second set of games. We have four more games to look at, so let's have a look. All right, Brentford continue their form. They are already 6th or 7th in the table, so really decent position. And Bueno, it was his day, not Tony's day. Tony has managed an XGI of 0.77, but without any return. However, Bueno has managed a goal, an assist, and a maximum bonus from an XGI of 1.16. Southampton, when I looked up the list, it was in order. It was Brentford, and then down the list, Walcott. It's like, what? So yeah, I'm not interested. Stats wise, Southampton were not interesting from an FPL perspective. So for now, it's still a pass. I think they are really in a bit of trouble. So yeah, good day for Bueno owners if you have him. 12 points. Blake Young, 12 points in Bueno, securely on my bench. Ouch. You need someone to probably a KDB or Haaland to take the day off tomorrow. That would be magical. But it's tough. All right, Yazid. Hi. How are you? Good to see you here as well. Triple captain Rashford on 71 points. And half of the rank. Wow. Very, very nice indeed. Well done. Still, there is a couple of more games to go within this week. So the green arrow can be greener. And you still have a chance to have a better score. So let's see. Right. One of the most important games FPL-wise today was the Man United game against Crystal Palace. Simply because all the triple captain options were there. It's a really fine margin in terms of stats between Fernandes and Rashford. So, if you captain or triple captain any of those two, well done, because both of them have secured, Rashford have secured 12 points and, Fernandes, I believe it was 10 points, right? So really, really nice with still a game in hand against Leeds at home. Fernandes, he is on penalties. I was a little bit expecting Rashford to be on it for some reason, but we know now that Fernandes is still on penalties. So I'm very glad that I transferred him in this day week for Almiron. Kind of big move, right? So I funded it through Darwin. And looking good. Rashford assist and a goal as well from an XGI of 0.85. So very, very similar. If you have both of them, that's, you got the maximum you can get from this game for sure. And if you have Luke Shaw as well, then all the points from this game you have got it. So if it wasn't for the Casemiro red card, maybe the clean sheet was on the horizon. And that goal, the clean sheet wipeout, helped Rashford captainers and triple captainers for sure, because he was not on the bonus. But after the clean sheet wipeout, he jumped into two bonus points. So, yeah, fine margins from this game. Crystal Palace without Zaha for an injury. Again, Olesi, just about the only player I will be considering if I have to look there. The XGI of 0.41, the only player got me interested from the stats today. So he's much cheaper than Zaha for the future game weeks. If I think when you want to target Palace, it has to be Olesi, in my opinion. Yes, Zaha has the penalties, but Olesi offers a great value. Sharif, hi, how are you? What to do with Nunes? Amazing stats, no points. Well, FPL is about points, right? So, we've seen so many amazing players putting some amazing stats, but no points. So what's even the point? I do think that it's time to sell. It was already time to sell, so it's never too late to sell. There is a slight chance that Liverpool will double soon, right? If they do, I don't also think that Nunes is the right player to get. Maybe if you want to go for a triple Liverpool, which is, it's funny that I'm saying that we don't even go double or triple Liverpool. It used to be default, right, over the last few years. But it's still, I think there was a stat where the last 20 big chances for Nunes, he missed 16 of it. And I can't remember a worse stat than this. So he lost for confidence. He's lost for confidence for sure. And when it comes to a Liverpool double game week, I think it's Salah and Robertson, if any, right? So with the funds, you are looking up 8.7, 8.8 million in your striking position. I think it's time to move him on. And if he scores until the double game week, then we can have another conversation. We can always change the bias, right? So Liverpool overall are not looking good. So why should you keep very expensive players? Right, so speaking of this, we are already talking about Liverpool. Nunes, you can see him here. An XGI of 0.71. Again, missed a big chance today, so no returns. Quite frustrating. Robertson, again, proves to be the much better option out of a Trent and Robbo. Overall, Liverpool defense are not great, but if I have to compare Robertson and Trent, no, it's Robertson. But overall, I won't be looking at Liverpool defense for now, unless you really fancy a double game week where the upside could be there and you can go differential. But Liverpool are in really big trouble at the moment, so it's difficult. It's very difficult. Wolves, Neves with an XGI of 0.76 with a goal. Jimenez with an XGI of 0.61. I'm still yet to find out which player I want to own from Wolves. There's a lot of competition, a lot of names, Adama Traore, Cunha, Jimenez, Neves, so it's Matheus Nunes. So it's tricky. So for now, I'm staying clear from Wolves. But yeah, hope they are turning things around recently. They start to get points, moving in the league table. So we could see some form from Wolves, and then I will be looking at them. And we could see interesting options come in the next few game weeks. Last game for today is Newcastle and West Ham. So it was kind of underwhelming game. In a sense, we didn't see too many chances. Wilson, he scored a goal for Newcastle from an XGI of 0.47. Paqueta, a goal from XGI of 0.48. By the way, they were the best in their team. So there wasn't a player who managed a nearly an XGI of a goal. So it was kind of, yeah, not a game with many chances. Trippier, he blanked. Can you believe it? I think Trippier, it's a sell now, right? You should sell Trippier now. No, I'm joking. Finally, he blanked. I think that benefits the managers with one Newcastle defender, because he's getting a bigger green arrow with the Trippier blank. So, it's a beneficial, I would say. To some extent, Trippier again. I don't think you have to worry about him at all. Three chances created, one big chance is created. He's just on top of his game, so easy key. Don't worry about it. It's just one blank. Come on. Right. So that's it for the match day report. It's quite long actually because it's 8 matches. But now let's have a look at each position and analyze the numbers from goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders, and forwards. Let's roll with it. Okay, goalkeepers. Highlighted two keepers here who have kept clean sheets and managed a good amount of saves. Kepa, what a legend. XG prevented of 1.1. So that's really good. It's an indication of an overperformance, but he's been doing this for a few game weeks already. So that tells me he is really in a fine form, and I don't see any reason why would you bench him over any other keeper, even if it's Ederson, all right? So, brilliant from Kepa. Raya, another decent goalkeeper. They have been keeping clean sheets recently at 4.7, similar price, 5 saves today. An XG prevented of 0.9. So really impressive from Raya again. Leno as well, we mentioned him at the beginning of the video, managed an XG prevented of a 0.8. So these three goalkeepers, they have a prevented almost a goal. So really, really goal, really, really nice to keep a clean sheet and not to concede a goal. On the other side, you will see underperforming goalkeepers, and it's a no surprise to see Danny Ward. Not that bad today. It's only an XG prevented of 0.5. But Alisson, Bazuna, and Martinez were the worst for this game week. So, yeah. If you have Kepa and Raya, no worries at all. Let's have a look at the defenders.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so surprisingly, Robertson has been the best defender today in terms of an XGI of 0.63, mostly coming in from the XG. He was very attacking, trying to get a goal, and he created a big chance today as well. So, look, I don't think that Robertson is good value for money. Even at 6.8, Liverpool are not keeping clean sheets. I don't see the attacking returns as well from Robertson like we saw in the previous years. He's still a no for me. But again, look at him at the top of the list and look at Trent at the end of the list. So In the double game weeks, we're going to have a look at them for sure. But if Liverpool double in 25, I will have a look at this and say, if I have to go for any of them, it will be Robertson. So, it's good to keep that in mind. Down in the middle of the list, you will see Tarkowski. He managed a good HGI of 0.37, managed to convert the goal. And from the only shot of targets, you don't expect many shots from the defenders. So it was a really well taken a chance. Dawson here, you will have to see Dawson 2 to 3 times every season. So he is there. He managed his goal today against Liverpool, a total HGI of 0.25. Trippier, he didn't have the highest HGI, but he still managed 3 chances, smaller chances. 2 small chances and 1 big chance. So, nothing to worry about Trippier if you look at the accumulative last few game weeks. Right, so let's have a look at the midfielders. Before I continue, please make sure you subscribe to the channel and you smash the like button if you are enjoying the content that we are doing here. Right, midfielders, Bruno Fernandes and Rashford, as expected, coming with the goods today. HGI of 0.9 and 0.85, very, very similar. 7 goal attempts for Rashford today, really huge number. And Fernandes, 4 chances created. So it's clear, it's what we expect. Fernandes on the creation, Rashford on the threat. Mitoma with an HGI of 0.8, 3 goal attempts. Mr. PhD is still in a fine form. And Tete, the new signing for Leicester, he is only 5.5, a midfielder as well. He's a really nice cheap cut option if you are looking for a Leicester attacker in the coming weeks. I would still give him a game or two to see more of him, but the start of him looks very, very promising. 3 goal attempts and an HGI of 0.77. He did not manage any sort of a creation, so that gives me an indication of his type of play, as a type of player that he's more into the goals. And I need to see 1 or 2 more games to kind of expect. I would like to see a bit more in terms of expected assist, but if he keeps scoring goals, that's absolutely fine, right? Right, so if you go down the list, you will see Marsh. And we had a question in the comment section about Marsh, what to do with him. Look, he's still doing okay. 1 big chance created, 3 goal attempts, an HGI of 0.42. So he's not getting into the Almiron status, where Almiron is not even doing anything. He's still there. He's trying to be more involved, but the returns are not here. I think you've been unlucky to not get anything from Marsh in the last game week. But if you don't have Arsenal midfielder, it's probably worth considering moving him to a double game week player. You will have always try and maximize the potential of having double game week players. And if you have them, then it's Marsh and Mitoma. And yes, Mitoma is putting better stats. He kind of involved way more. But it depends if you have an extra transfer to use. So that's how I think about it. Okay, so let's have a look at the forwards. And we will start with Ondav. Ondav is, interestingly, the highest player this game week from the Saturday and the Friday matches in terms of HGI, nearly 1.5 XGI. So 3 goal attempts, 3 big chance misses, mostly are sitters. And one of them, on top of that, 1 shot on target. He tried to also create an expected assist of 0.54. So overall, I think he impressed. He had chances created. He had goal attempts. He needs to convert this into goals. However, it's still, I don't know whether he will be a consistent starter. And forwards at 5.5, we have Nonto. We have a couple of 6 to 7 million option, or you go all the way down to Greenwood. So it's kind of tricky to spend 5.1 on him, not knowing that he will start, or you will have to bench him for a fifth midfielder. So, yeah, maybe not yet. Maybe not yet as an FPL option. Mbeumo had a great game, 5.8 XGI of 1.16, 3 goal attempts, and an XG of 0.75. Iheanacho, goal attempts 2, one big chance missed and one shot on target with a total XGI of 1.14. Calvert-Lewin, nearly an XGI of a goal, 4 goal attempts and 2 big chances missed. He's now getting into the stage, if you compare his stats over the last few weeks, he was getting goal attempts, no big chances missed. Now he's getting that. I'm sure goals will come for him. So let's see. And if you go down the list, I marked Nunes as well, just to give you an idea. He's still consistent of wasting chances. 5 goal attempts, 1 big chance missed today, a total XGI of 0.71. An underwhelming game from him. And if you still own him, then I think it's time to consider selling him for Nketiah or for anyone else. And finally, Nketiah, I put him here because he will be of interest for the next double game week. He hadn't had the best games, and neither did Arsenal in general, let's face it today. A total XGI of 0.27. So if you compare that to Martinelli, Odegaard, that's still better. If you are going into the double game week, then you kind of worry a little bit about it. But I think that's, he's still fine. He's still starting. He will get the chances. So it's all good. Right. So that's it for today. Let's have a look at the comment section and take a couple of questions and see what you guys think. I was hoping for a Liverpool double to reinvest. It's hard case to make right now. Blake Young. Yeah, I do agree. Maybe if the double comes in 30, 35, 37, then maybe they shift into a different form. But now, if you are giving me a double game with Liverpool in 2-3 game weeks time, it's really tough because they are in a really bad form since the start or after the World Cup. And so I think we will ape in a bit, but how heavy we go, it's a question. At the moment, I don't see more than Robertson and maybe Salah, because Salah is not even on the table for the midfielders, and neither he was for the last few weeks. So it's a worry, and we will see how things will be in 2 or 3 game weeks time. Should I make the switch from Bueno to Nketiah for the double? I think it's a shrewd move. Yes, Bueno gave you the points, but if you have planned that already, his hold shouldn't change your narrative. And thank you, Bueno, and run with the points. You'll have to consider that Nketiah might be a short-term option if Gabriel Jesus comes back in 25, 26, or 27, whenever he is going to be fit. So he is a transfer out waiting to happen, basically. Sharif, hi, man. Hope you are doing well. What to do with Nunes? Yeah, we have touched on that, right? So, right. Sinohi, he wants in order to get Mbeumo off the bench, he needs Riyad Mahrez, Haaland, or Kane to miss out. Wow, it's tough, right? Yeah, I think Kane will play. I think Haaland will play. You will have to wait for a magical Pep Roy and benches Mahrez for the full game. And I think in the current form, I think he will play. So it's gonna be a bit stressful, right? It's not ever nice to have a hole waiting on the bench. Who is better, KDB or Mahrez? Wow. Well, I mean, the double game week. Oh, yeah, you're looking for a double game week player. Then depends on the premium structure you have. If you do have already two premiums, I think Mahrez could offer a great value instead of KDB. If you have only one premium player and you can afford another premium, then KDB is still a decent option. The thing with KDB, he's a big man player, in big matches. So maybe he does really well against Arsenal in the double game week. We've seen that a couple of seasons ago. So I think if you know how to use the extra money, it's about 4.5-5 million, then Mahrez could still offer a great option. So it's a tricky one, but I'm growing slightly with Mahrez just because of the form. Neil, if you were to take a one Man City defender, who would you go for? I've doubled up on Arsenal and Newcastle, and I think it's time to spread the places. Wow. Okay. Here is my take. With Cancelo going, he was not an option anyway in the recent weeks, but that gives us a clue that Lewis will get greater minutes, many more minutes. However, I still believe that Akanji is the one. He can offer goal threat from set pieces. He is the most nailed between the defenders. Even Ake, I personally thought he's the first choice. He's the most nailed. He's number one. He was benched just the next day after Pep saying, without Ake, we can't play good, and these kind of things. So I would say Akanji, Ake, and yes, Lewis is 3.9. But I'm not looking for a price in City defender. I need starters because they have the ability to keep a clean sheet. And so, yeah, even if Lewis starts, he's still very young. He was hooked off at halftime against Wolves just because of the physicality of the game. So I wouldn't go for Lewis. I would consider one of Akanji or Ake. And both are similar prices, right? Around 5 million. So That's my opinion on this one. Saka or Mahrez for double game week? Wow. I have a bias to say Mahrez, just purely because I owned him in the previous double game week, and I think in terms of form, both are still decent. We've seen Saka's stats. He's getting really nice numbers, and it's going to be close. I will slightly go towards Mahrez. I honestly, what is the second game for Arsenal? It's City, and honestly, they just went off the mind. Yeah, Brentford at home. I think Brentford is gonna be tough. So, I mean, Villa is also not a pushover now, right, with Emery. So, it's really tough question. I think I will go Mahrez. I will go with Mahrez. But if you can own both, then I think that's the best way. Yeah, Leon or Ian. Leon, if you were to get a City defender, yeah, we'll discuss that. Okay, so one more question before we go. Double City attack or defense? No, definitely attack. I am actually on a triple attack. Just to take off the headache of picking a defender, I have currently De Bruyne, Haaland, and Mahrez. And they have been fantastic the last few weeks. So I'm very happy. It's not usual that I go triple up on City. We always had coverage from the defense. And it has been Diaz. It has been Cancelo at some stage. But I think if you want to triple up on City, I'm leaning towards triple attack. And forget about go with defenders from Newcastle or Arsenal and have attackers from City. That's how I am playing it. Fernandes to KDB, Martinelli, Botman to Saka and Akanji. Well, I mean, there are many are doing the switch, the KDB, Fernandes to KDB. And I'm still in favor with this one. I presume this is for a free, but you are looking at a certain option for a hit, right? If you have two free transfers, then I like the other option, Saka and Akanji in, because you get two double game weekers for free, and Martinelli is kind of a worry, so I won't mind that. Is it worth a minus four to get a City attack? Yes. I think for the double game week, they can score in both games, regardless if they win or not. They can score goals instead, right? So I think if you are getting a City attacker, even for a hit, I think it's really fine. Also, the fixtures afterwards are okay. So after that, you have Forest, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Crystal Palace. These are really nice game week, so you're not going to get a City attacker just for the double, but if you stretch it into four game weeks, that's five games. I am sure the minus four will be worth it. All right, so we are just hitting about 43 minutes. It's a bit longer stream because we are covering eight games and we had more questions about the double game week. And thank you very much. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this one, and if you did, then please like and subscribe to the channel, and I will be checking in with you all next game week. Until then, take care. Peace.